Before we tie up this social thing, tell us who's dating who on the tennis circuit. I mean, I find it really interesting. Kim Clijsters was dating Roddick for a while, right?
No. That was Maria Sharapova. That was the big rumor out there.
See, I'm confused here. It's hard to keep up.
It's very hard to keep up. One of the things that you'll see in Hollywood is movie stars date movie stars because you're on the same film set. You spend a lot of time, and you know the pressures. The same thing in professional tennis. We don't run the same circles because they have their tour, we have ours, but we still cross over in the endorsement game, at the majors, at most of the big tournaments. And so what happens is you have a bond with somebody that understands that you have to get up at 5:30 in the morning and run sprints. They probably run it with you. They understand that you have to go out for a month and play on the tour. It's tough to have a relationship when someone doesn't understand that you get off the road and they want to go out and socialize, and you're beat up and you just want to hang back and watch SportsCenter. And a lot of girls don't understand why we want to watch sports.
And we talked about it with Steffi Graf and why her relationship with Andre Agassi has been such a fruitful one for both of them, and why he seems to have calmed down and brought out this fantastic side. And people now call for him to be the true commissioner of tennis in his future. What about you? What kind of relationships did you have with other players on the circuit?
I had some really good relationships. I really enjoyed trying to... I chased Gabby Sabatini around, that beautiful girl from Argentina. Number of years, U.S.
Argentina.
Just fantastic. I probably learned my tennis. I focused my very best on my opponent when I hit with Chris Evert when I was just 17, 18 years old, and I was her hitting partner. That was one of the greatest experiences of my life. So, you know, she wore such great outfits, and just she was so hot. And it was easy for me to focus on the tennis court.
I did an exhibition with her and Martina Navratilova back in about 88, and I did one with Agassi in 89 during the season, and I had to say I had a huge crush on Chris Evert. And speaking of her, didn't she date Jimmy Connors for a while back in the day?
She was engaged to Jimmy Connors, absolutely, yeah. And then she ended up marrying another tennis player, John Lloyd from England, who was a top 20 player in the world. So, you know, once again, the tennis game, you start at a young age, you know these players for a very long time. It's a natural transition.